Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone. This is Ryan Hayes with Access Radio Live here with another edition with Blog Talk Radio. I have in studio Matt David and Chris Van Cleet, two football players from West Forsyth, sophomores on the varsity team. And they're going to talk to me a little bit about the game versus East Forsyth. I wasn't able to make it, but I did listen to it on the radio. And if the radio was indicative of what the of what the crowd was, then I know it was a packed house. So I'm going to go on ahead and just kind of go right into it. So I got Matt David, I got Chris. I'll start with you, Chris. So tell me a little bit about playing in front of a crowd like that, with East Forsyth being defending state champions, and knowing that that game had had conference championship implications all over it.
It was an away game, but it definitely felt like a home game. I mean, our fans traveled really well. So the atmosphere was great. There was a bunch of energy to feed. It was hard fought. I mean, and we weren't thinking about it like no conference championship, nothing like that. It was just a game for us. We knew who we were playing. We knew what they did last year, but all that mattered was what was going on this year, and we had to come out and play our game.
All right, well, Mac, tell me a little bit about your experience playing in a game like that, being a sophomore on the varsity team. I know you had a good JV year, so I kind of knew you were going to come up and kind of be the man. But tell me a little bit about that and the pressure of being able to play in such a packed house like that.
It was very surreal. It was just a very good experience. I had to soak in everything. I had to just come in and do my part. It took everyone. East is a very good team, and it just took everyone to get that win.
So, you know, it was a close score that came down to the wire. Defensively, how do you think you did? I mean, at the end of the day, it was back and forth. I mean, they did score. So, if you were to look back, where do you think maybe you might have went wrong in somewhere? I mean, obviously, there's always.
Well, we would have. Maybe, it was a good game. We played good. The defense, we stopped them a lot, had a lot of three and outs. Nothing I can really think of right now because we had a good little roll with them.
We knew East was going to be the best offense. We knew they were coming in, they were going to be the best team we played all year. They had a really good offense, had a bunch of good playmakers. And errors made and secondary, a couple on the line. Everybody messed up, but Cusmo always preaches this: you can't get too high, can't get too low. You gotta stay level headed. So we knew coming in that it wasn't gonna be all sunshine and rainbows. We're gonna go in the film tomorrow and find what we messed up on and take that into the baby and just get better.
So tell me a little bit. What did you think about the play of Monty Marshall at running back? I know when I was listening to him on the radio, you know, he was getting a couple good solid yards. What did it take to stop him?
He got hurt in the second quarter. So I mean, it took
effort, just a lot of effort.
Wrap him up, have him with the ball. So I mean, he got hurt in the second quarter. I've heard that he broke his shoulder in the top of the season, which sucks. I hope him. Peter Crowley, because that's horrible. We're selling nobody. But, I mean, he wasn't the only playmaker. He's a really good quarterback. I don't know number three's name, but he's one of the fastest players I've ever fished in my life.
Robin, he's a very good.
He runs all hard. I mean, they have playmakers everywhere. Monty's great, but he's definitely not the only. Chris, that was in that number three. Monty's. Fantastic running back, but so
you know, Jumaane Wilson. I mean, he was just amazing for you all. Tell me a little bit about his play and the efforts, or the whole offense, from Jalen Ferguson to Jamani Wilson. Just tell me a little bit about that.
We just won it, really. We have a lot of playmakers all around the field. Our wideouts, the O-line. We just have a lot of good players. They love the game, love to play. Just play with a lot of love for the game. And that's it.
Yeah, I mean, we expect G to do his thing every week. We expect Ferg to do his thing every week. We had Jordan, he did his thing. But, I mean, we've got to give a bunch of credit to the offensive line. They've made this season a whole lot easier for everybody else on offense. We got, I'd say, the best offensive line in the state. And I'll say that confidently. We got an amazing offensive line. And they're just opening up opportunities for everybody else on offense. So, got to give them credit. We got to give everybody credit. They played hard. They're just well fought on every side of the ball.
Yeah, so what the preparation going into the game, and once you finally got there and you got to East Forsyth High School, tell me a little bit about where your mind was. I mean, were you locked in? Did it take a while to get locked in? I mean, tell me a little bit about that.
We were locked in from the start of Monday.
Yeah,
from practice. Like, we was locked in the whole week. We had a great week of practice. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. We still locked in Thursday if we didn't practice. We just had to go to East and take care of business.
Yeah, we locked in the whole week. We knew a game. We knew who we were playing, but at the end of the day, it's football. And we all been doing it since we can remember, since kids. So at the end of the game, it's just football. And once we got there, you know, the environment was amazing, but
the
end of the day, it was on. Like, nothing else to say. It was
yeah.
Just another game once we got there.
Yeah, you know, and I'll tell you this. You know, I wasn't really the best football player, but I mean, it's something to go out there and just play like that. And you know, a lot of people seem to freeze when they get in front of crowds like that. It's tough to say, yeah, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to do it. And we're going to do this. Then we get out there. I always say that the environment changes, but the act doesn't. It's the same rules, same field, measured the same, and nothing changes. Okay, so they bring the boo one team or cheer the other team. But like I said, the environment went out there and put on a show, and you came out with the. So we look ahead to Davey. Seems like Davey got back Tate Carney, who was out for a little bit, and you know got the wide receiver in Reynolds, and then Nate Hampton, who apparently has got an offer from West Virginia. Tell me what you're looking for in that game coming up Friday.
It's just another game. I mean, we're gonna prepare all week like we do for every other team. We're gonna come out to our homecoming. We'll have a nice crowd, great energy, feed off. They're coming here. We have two away games in a row, so this will be our first home game in almost a month. So, I mean, it's just another game. We're going to be prepping all week. They're going to be prepping all week. It's going to be a good game. They got playmakers. We got our playmakers. They got their guys. We got our guys. And at the end of the day, it's just as soon as 7:30 Friday night, you can talk all you want, but as soon as the first kickoff, where's going to be nothing. All just, you know, it doesn't matter if you have offers from, it doesn't matter if your name is, nothing like that. It's just, it's on for right now.
It's just another game that's in the way where we want to get, where we want to go. Yeah, just, we have to prepare for Davey just like we did East and every other game. And we try to take every single game week by week and work hard every week. And that's it.
So what I want to ask, because you and Chris both are in, what is it like being two sophomores? You got, of course, Chris and Mac, two sophomores starting on the varsity team, a good varsity team ranked seventh in the state from the last AP poll records I saw. Tell me a little bit about just being able to do that.
It's an honor, really. We worked hard the whole summer. Even last year on JV, we worked hard. We wanted it. We wanted to play varsity. He loved the game. We just worked hard to get where we're at, and it's paying off.
Yeah, paying off for you. So we got a lot of people on defense, but you know we can took both of us under the wing. Ken Dovey's a guy that has been showing me the ways and you know helping me through. He played varsity as a sophomore. And he was just he's been guiding me. Gio's been a good guy for him. So I mean, it's fun because you know we get an extra year to absorb everything up, and it's fun. I mean, there's no other. It's football. It's fun.
Words can't explain it.
Yeah.
So we're sitting here again. You know, we're going into this game. Tell me a little bit, just really, or just essentially about, like, what did you enjoy the most about the game, at least last week?
The brotherhood, like, at Western Side is crazy. We play for each other. We love the game. It's just the brotherhood is crazy.
How do you feel about, you know, about Chris? How do you feel about your contribution? Do you think you did a good job out there? I mean, what do you think your wins were and opportunities were in that game? And that'll be the same question for you, but I'll let Chris touch on it first. What do you think your wins were and what do you think your opportunities were?
I had 10 tackles, so I think I definitely contributed. But I mean, so did everybody. I mean, you guys like Jackson North, he stepped up huge. Slade, he's fantastic. I mean, he's one of the most left-on players in the conference. And he goes down with a hip injury. And Jackson, he shows up practice every day, and he comes out and he does his thing. I mean, he gets a tackle for loss on the biggest drive of the game. And obviously, me and everybody contributed. It's not just me, not just Mac. It's not individual. It was a team win. You can't blame the bad things. Can't blame the good things. It didn't mean one person. We're not even one group of people. Everybody came together for that game. That's what was so good about it. Because everybody, it wasn't lopsided. It wasn't like one side of the ball was carrying the other side. It was everybody came together. We had our ups and downs, but at the end of the day, we were all in it together, and everybody came together and played one of the best football games that I think in West Versailles history. That game, it was crazy.
Matt,
what he said. I think I definitely played well. I contributed to the team with I think I had maybe 11 tackles or something like that. Like you said, Jackson North stepped up. When Slade when he went out, he must have been really hurt because I've never seen Slade go out a game. And then Gio, he helped me a lot on the field, like a lot. And everyone just contributes to the win. It's not just one individual person, everyone does. Even the coaches, like, from the play to the start of Monday, from breaking down film to everything.
So, do you have any nagging injuries? You know, a lot of times you get banged up. I mean, just, you know, did you have to get an ice bath? Or, I mean, that's a tough game. You know, I know something has to be hurting.
Nah, it wasn't like that. Yeah.
It's sore like any other game, but you know, it's football. You're going to get banged up a little
bit. It was
bit
a dog fight, but it wasn't. We're
straight. Yeah.
What did you learn from that game that you're going to be able to use for the next game? We'll go with Mac.
Adversity. Adversity was a big part of that game. I think you just play through anything that goes comes to us. You can play through that. And then just play with a lot of heart and play fast and physical.
What about you, Chris?
Yeah, I mean, that was the first game that we've had that was really close the whole way through. And it tested the heart of a lot of guys. And I mean, like I said, there were a bunch of ups and a bunch of downs the whole game. And we made a couple of errors, like I said, on defense, and we're going to learn from that this week in film and in practice. I mean, every week is just another chance to get better. So, yeah.
You know, we were talking about being hurt, or you know, just in general. You know what? When I get hurt, I go to Carolina Hemp CBD on Burke Street. Go get you some CBD, and it'll help with that inflammation. And I tell you what, that's good stuff. It really helps you out a lot. So if you ever get any sort of inflammation, go to Carolina Hemp on Burke Street. Plants before pills, any day of the week. About Gio and Jalen Ferguson, we were talking about what was the mood like Friday, like when you just got there, as far as from the student body. I mean, just tell me a little bit about like.
It was just another game, like in the way that we were trying to get to go. That's really it, to be honest. Like, it was another game.
Everybody was locked in the school a little bit. I can say all of us had good days at school. We're all locked in. We're ready. We've been ready since Monday.
I think we wanted it more too. I think everyone wanted their game, so we just played. We just wanted it more.
So, what emotion do you feel like when you're playing well? You know, I think, you know, I use the word emotion, but sometimes, you know, it's like everybody or athletes, you know, they want to, you know, figure out what the right emotion is. But in my opinion, it's never an emotion. That your emotion shouldn't even have any effect on the game. It's the action, you know, the actual going out there and doing it. You know, anger, happiness, sadness, none of that has ever got a win for anybody. You know, it's action, you know, making sure you're playing from whistle to whistle, making your reads correctly, dropping back correctly, not giving up on the play. But you know, just tell me a little bit about, you know, what you're feeling out there, like when you just know that, you know, this is us, we can win this game.
I mean, you just gotta stay level headed. Can't get too high, can't get too low. No matter what happens, you just gotta stay level. I mean, defense, he's great, like, we'll make these great stops, get a pick, get a fumble. But I mean, we go over the sideline. First thing Coach Mike does is we got to go back out there. And that's how it is. You can't get too high. You can't keep thinking about one drive, because you start thinking about one certain play of the game. Before you know it, you're in the end zone dancing on you. So you got to just,
you got to come quick, because it's going to get to you if you don't. Like, you got to keep playing, do whatever you're going through. Like, if you miss a tackle, keep playing through that. If you drop a pick, you got to keep playing through that. Like, it's just, you gotta keep your head a little bit.
One of the things that I really like talking about, because it's out there and it's really, really disguised, because you really never know. It's how to figure out who's in your corner and who's not. You know, who is that? You know, figure out who that person is that comes up and shakes your hand, but away from you, preys on your downfall. How do you deal with that, how do you try to stay away from those type of people that are there to kind of bring you down and trying to bring you down is going to bring your whole team down. But tell me how you deal with that, you know, being standout athletes and knowing that somewhere around there is there's jealousy, but you know, it's just hard to put your finger on it.
Well, you just pray that God give you the way to keep push those people away and just don't have those type of people in your life. And you stay close to your friends, like your true friends that have been there, and your family. That's it.
How about you, Chris?
I mean, we got each other. I mean, I think, like what Max said, I think the brotherhood of Western Sac is different. We got each other in the learn season. That's all we really need. I mean, we got each other, and we got a bond with each other. I feel like very few teams have. We know who's got who, and it's just something you figure out as you go on.
So I want to kind of get back on the Davie game a little bit. Have you guys been able to pull up anything on the huddle to watch any film? Like, what are you prepared for? What do you think that their threats are? I mean, at the end of the day, every team has a threat. You may be able to stop it, but it's still, you know, a tough, you know, you still have tough weapons. Tell me a little bit about what you've seen on huddle, if you've been reviewing video at all.
good quarterback, D1 quarterback, good running back. We just have to come to this game like how we come to every other game. Just focus, locked in, ready to play, study film, have great with the practice, and that's it.
What about you, Van Cleet?
Just be locked in. We'll go over film tomorrow. Practice after. We'll see what they like to run. We'll see the formations they like to come out of. We got our guys. They got their guys. So, can't worry about, who they have, like what playmakers they have. We got our playmakers. They got their playmakers. We got whatever they want to throw at us. So.
What's it like just, being able to deal with so much, especially online? Like, and I bring this up because when I was in high school, there wasn't a Facebook. I think Facebook came out maybe about three years after I graduated. There wasn't a Twitter. There wasn't an Instagram. There wasn't a Snapchat, or you'd be able to upload video on YouTube. So actually affects you in a way, because now you have people are more, you're easily assessed now, where back, when I was in high school, like no one can just send me a direct message. Like, of course I already knew who you were, but I essentially got in touch with you because I sent you a direct message on Instagram. So tell me how you deal with that.
It really helps a lot. Like, coaches from anywhere can find you. Like, it helps tremendously. You can send your film out now. You don't have to have like VHS tapes or whatever. You can just click a button and it sends out to the coaches. They look at it or whatever, and it just helps a lot. It's way easier, I think.
What about you, Chris?
Definitely, you can definitely use social media and Huddle and all this stuff for positive things. Just gotta make sure you don't let it become a source for unnecessary drama. I mean, everybody's talking. Anybody can talk on social media. Half people talking or don't even play football. No one plays sports. So you just gotta stay locked in. And I don't go on social media because that is just gotta be locked in. That's all that matters. It don't matter what everybody else is saying. You don't gotta worry about that because we know our game and we know what we're capable of, and we're not going to let what people who've never played down football in their life, tell us.
I think it's really sad sometimes when you have parents that attack high school football players on social media. It's like, come on now. I mean, you're attacking kids. I've seen that a lot, and that's probably one of the downfalls of it, is that we're talking about kids playing football, and then you got a parent that's going out, tweeting something bad about a kid. It's like, I can't. I call them keyboard warriors. I mean, because sometimes you're able to hide behind being anonymous on the computer, and you guys are out there working hard every day to perfect your craft. And in order to do that, you got to eat the right things, put the right things in your body. But then you got some, fat, like, parent just probably about to have heart disease, being a keyboard warrior talking about somebody's child. Like, I just don't understand that for the life of me. But you guys seem to handle it well. Did you want to say something? What were you going to say?
He's laughing because I'm eating fruit snacks and pepper right now. And you said some of the right things in your body.
Yeah, like I say that, my man's got, Chris Van Cleet has got Welch's and a Dr. Pepper. But it's good in moderation, my man. Like, it's not like you eat this kind of stuff every day. Well, but then I say that, and then I think I remember the signs at the JV game, and I had a big bag of fruit snacks, and you just essentially took them. This is like the day before. Maybe fruit snacks helps you play better. I mean, you won the biggest game of your high school and ate some fruit snacks before that, so it might be some sort of, I don't know. I mean, it's all right. I mean, you're Chris Van Cleet. Doesn't matter, right? So, no. So, if when you're playing, what is somebody that you wish could watch you play? Just and just tell me why. Chris?
I mean, that's tough. I mean, there's definitely some like family members I've lost that I'd like to like play in front of. I definitely think, you know, that'd be cool because there's a lot that I was really close to that I've lost. But I mean, if we're talking like
celebrities,
or celebrities or scouts or whatever, I mean, I don't really care who's watching. I mean, at the end of the day, I'm gonna play my game regardless who's in the stands. So I'm not gonna let who's watching, who's not watching negatively affect my game. You gotta do perform that in, that out. It don't matter who's in the stands to an extent.
What about you, Mac?
Piggyback what he said, like some family members probably I lost. I like watch me play. But like you said, I'm not gonna let anyone like affect how I play. I'm just trying to do my best and do what I do.
So like after a performance, especially like the game last Friday, what is something that you like to do? Like, what do you do? Like, maybe just to celebrate, or like, what is there any kind of like after a game ritual? Which ritual thing that you do? I see you smiling, Chris. What's up, man?
I go home and go to sleep, but certain things, you can go do. People go to McDonald's, and then they'll go to the other places. But me personally, I'm too tired, too sore. After games, I'll fight it and didn't do anything in the first place. And I'm not going to do anything Friday night. I got home at 2, how late the game was, and bus ride back and going to the news station. I mean, it's a lot. You can't. The social aspect, I feel like it's more for the fans. Obviously players go, but it's just not that, it's not important to me as it is to other people.
What about you, Mac? Was
what he said?
Oh, let me pause a second. Are you out of all the restaurants that you could go to after a football game? People still meeting up at that McDonald's in Clemens? I think Dario's would be the better restaurant. I feel like it's big enough to hold everybody, but
McDonald's is crazy. I mean, but Friday night after a win, it's surreal. Like,
all right,
everyone comes there, have a good time, eat, socialize, hang out with your brothers that you just won a game with. It's crazy.
You know, McDonald's is some of the nastiest stuff you could put in your body.
French fries,
yeah. It's cheap, man. Anyways, what do you like to do after a win, though? What do you do, Mac?
Just hang out with my friends, my teammates. Might just go like watch, just chill out the house or something. Then you just go to sleep. It was a dog fight like after every game, and we just tired, so we just go home, chill, and go to sleep.
Hey, Van Cleef, grab me a Dr. Pepper right there if you got one. Who are like some other athletes? Like who do you just like if you like who's inspirational to you?
My dad, he's definitely a big part of my athletic career. And then even above that, a celebrity, I guess you'd say, is like Jerome Bettis.
Mm-hmm. The Bus.
Yeah, like the way he played, like no one really stopped him. Ray Lewis. Like,
the love for the game he had, like, it's crazy. And how much hard he just played. Like, he just played with tremendous effort in every play, and every game. And that's how I try to play. Guys, I tell you, I was on the way here, and my Volvo messed up. Do you know what happens when your Volvo messes up? You take your car to Mastertex, the Volvo experts, located in Winston-Salem, at the corner of Griffith Road and Griffith Park Road. Chris, who is somebody that kind of that inspires you?
I And there's other people I watch. I don't really like professional athletes and all these other guys. You know, they're normal people.
Yeah.
Who just work hard enough to get to where they're at. So I want to say they inspire me to a point, but I wouldn't say I look up to them or idolize them like a lot of other people do. At the end of the day, I don't need to look at another man's success or woman's. I don't need to look at another person's success and base that off mine. So people I like to watch. Even at boxing college, I was watching him. Harrison Smith. Mm-hmm. White safety in the league, so, more rare, so you gotta.
God. Wow.
I love watching some of Sean Taylor's old clips, Brian Dawkins. Brian Dawkins, I watched his 6 for 60. He's an extremely humble guy. He's a cuss. He doesn't, get the drink, doesn't smoke, doesn't do anything like that. He just loves the game. And he plays with emotion that very few players ever played with the Knicks. But he was
well, so, how are you guys, as much as you want to talk about it, how are you able to balance this stuff? How are you academically? I mean, is it tough to maintain? I've been a student athlete. I've been so much out there and so much to deal with, more so now than it was back there. Tell me the impact that it's had on your grades, Chris.
I'll say, out front, being a student athlete is one of the hardest things to do. Just in general. I mean, it's not easy. There's a reason that everybody doesn't do it. But it's the kids who actually care about the game, the kids who love it, so don't let it affect their grades. I mean, I have good grades. One of those grades I think turned out like a B. Taking honors classes. So it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, you're a student athlete. You're a student before you're an athlete. There's no reason you should be out there playing.
What you said, if it was easy, everyone would be doing it. One thing that we do at Westside, so that gets everyone caught up with school. We go to tutoring, get caught up with everything in our grades. We try to stay on top of that. Westside is one of the best academic schools in North Carolina.
Chris, while we're talking about it now, and then I'll ask you if you got anything planned. So I noticed, I know yesterday you went to the Wake Forest football game with some of the other maybe prospects. Tell me a little bit about your experience in their facilities. Tell me a little bit about that overall experience.
It was humbling. It makes you want to work a lot harder. I'm going there and seeing all the people who are in the position. It makes you want to work. If it doesn't make you want to work harder, then you're playing sports for the wrong reason. But it was a good atmosphere. I definitely liked it. It was a good game. Almost came back. I think it was 55-51. Louisville barely beat them, but it was hard fought. The atmosphere was crazy. It was way fun. Sports-wise, they're not as big as the school as some of these other schools. But, there were some loyal fans out there who came out and just wanted to watch a good game. So, it was great.
So, actually, I thought, Wake was going to lose. I tried to get home to beat the traffic. Then I realized that Wake had a chance to come back. Guys, what you have to understand is Chris is also a two-sport athlete, a baseball player. where do you see yourself? What sport do you see yourself playing? Like if you want to play in college, what sport are you leaning towards? Like what is it?
Whatever God has in store for me. I'm not worried about that right now. All I'm worried about is football and David Cameron. And that's the only thing I'm learning right now. Take every week by week. But you gotta take one season at a time, one game at a time. And I know when baseball comes around, I'll be doing my thing. And I'll be thinking about football. And, keep training, get bigger, get stronger, get faster. Whatever God has in store for me.
I understand that. Mac, have you taken any visits or did anything?
Yeah, I've been to Wake. I went to there about 2 weeks ago, and they played Coastal. The environment there is crazy. I've been to NC State, and I think that's all the time I've been on so far.
Well, so how'd you like the experience? Did you get to see any of the facilities?
Yeah, it's crazy. It makes you want, like what he said, it makes you want to work 10 times harder, maybe more, because that's where you want to, play, and that's where you want to get to be. So it's like, you want to work, get there, and whatever it takes, you want to do it. Because the facilities are crazy. They have everything that you need, maybe even more.
So under pressure, what mentally under pressure?
Under pressure, I just keep my head in the game. I don't look at people screaming and saying whatever. I don't listen to that. I just listen to my coaches, my teammates, and play my game.
What about you, Chris?
The greats are the ones that don't fold under pressure. Honestly, the greats don't feel pressure. Every game is just another game for them. So I don't look at it like pressure. I look at it more as opportunities.
Some of the, how do you think, going into a game, how does your attitude, play a factor? Tell me a time where you didn't go in with the right attitude and how, and tell me what the impact it had on you. Just give me maybe a game you played in the past, whether it be baseball or football or soccer. You look like a soccer person. I don't know why.
Nah, never that. But you gotta go into every game with the right attitude. I couldn't even tell you the last game I went into with the wrong attitude. Every game could be your last. You can't just take anything for granted. So it's not at this point. It's not having to force yourself to get into the mindset. For every game, it's more something that just every Friday, you wake up and you're locked in. You run up 8 a.m., locked in, then until the game's over. It's automatic. And that's how I think it is for most of us. We know what's at stake with this team, and we know what we can do, and we know our potential. And we got to stay locked in, stay humble.
And I don't want to get on to talking about playoffs and playoffs and implications and all that. I know there's still more games to play, but what do you think your chances are of getting there?
We got David counting. We got Davey, and that's it. One week at a time. We can't worry about playoffs. We got Davey, and that's it. I don't even know who we play after David.
I like how you guys are so PR-like, man. That's just it's absolutely amazing. The level of PR. Gotta take it one game at a time. I get it though. I like it. I like it because you'll get some kid. Yeah, we're gonna go all the way. We're gonna beat every team, and you guys aren't like that.
That's what we're
the group of guys we definitely know we got potential.
Right.
But I mean,
but you gotta take it
potential
week.
Potential don't mean potential don't mean nothing without actions backing up it. So it's one week at a time. We got Davie County right now. And yep, one game at a time.
Yeah, did you guys get up and watch the Panthers game this morning?
I did. Didn't
they
play in London?
Yeah, played a lot. It's like a 9:30 game. I was talking about with a couple other guys, man. I think it's gonna be bad. Like I gotta say, man. I think Cam Newton might have lost his spot, man. Like, I don't know. The guy's playing so good. He's like won every game that he's been out there, and I can always say that. I can always say that the same games that Cal Allen won, I think Cam Newton could have won them too. But, you know, it's like it seems like these days, every time a starting quarterback gets injured and then that backup comes out and has a heck of a game, they end up starting kind of like Dak Prescott and guys like that.
Yeah, like, next man up mentality, I guess.
That shows the level of play.
Yeah.
Everybody, there's not one sorry person in the NFL. There's not one person that doesn't deserve to be where they are. The NFL is the best of the best. So every man on the roster, they're on the roster for a reason. So they get in.
Like, it really, really makes me mad when you know, you're out watching a game and you get some guy says, oh, my God, Cam Newton sucks. I'm like, yeah, he sucks so bad he's starting in the NFL. Like, I mean, like, you know, he sucks. Come on. I mean, he's out there. You know, how does he suck so bad that he's on the NFL team? Like, I can't ever I can't stand that. You know, I don't know. You guys keep up. My Braves are out of it. So, no. Yeah, no World Series for us. But, you know, I, one of these things, and I don't know why I know we're talking about, like, and I started to get off in a litany and stuff, I don't really consider that a World Series, though. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't know how you can have a World Series when everybody's when every team's in the same freaking country, man. Well, I'm just in general. Like, you ever just think, like, how do you call it a World – like, if you're going to call it a World Series, do you need to have representation from, like, other countries? Like, the Olympics is, like, a world competition. You know, it's where, like, every country sends their best representative out there. And, you know, like NBA, you're NBA world champions. No, you're not. All the teams are, like, in this one country. Like, I mean –
Well, I look at it as, you know, like, for example, a basketball team. I look at the basketball team, and you have the best basketball in the world. Every time you go to the Olympics, it's the same thing. You get gold every single time. And, I mean,
There was a couple times, man.
Nah. But the thing is, we're playing in the Olympics. People like LeBron aren't even playing. Like, this year's Olympic team had a bunch of people decide not to play. I mean, I think if we took our best starting or our best 12, we'd beat anybody in the world.
You know, and it's been a problem in the past. And I know that the Olympics are in the summer and it's right after the NBA season got over with. But what makes a person not want to go and, like, do the ultimate and represent their country? I think there's been problems like that in the past. But, you know, if you're given the opportunity, you know, that's something you should always do. I mean, in college, they actually, you know, they actually have, like, an Olympic red shirt, you know, because sometimes in college you want to go and play. But, you know, that's kind of neither here nor there.
How are you? How are you? Those feels different.
Yeah, I can't be a Yankees fan, man. But I just grew up not liking them. But anyway, so, like, just – if you were, what do you think people want to know about you, like, that you just don't show? Like, what are some things that you do away from football that may be a little bit surprising, Mac, to a lot of people? You just don't play football, man. I mean, you do something.
Well, watch movies, I guess.
Oh, my God.
Mac, really? Like, seriously, like... Like, come on, man.
Really? Sports or something, like, I play video games, chill, go swimming, just chill.
Matt, can you swim, dude?
I can swim.
You look like you're a sink, man.
Nah, never that.
What about you, Chris? I mean, it seems like everything you do just kind of circles around something working out. I mean, it does, man. Like, if he ain't out here playing football, he's somewhere doing some footwork drill or making up some ungodly type of workout that ain't nobody ever seen before. But, like, what's up? Tell me a little bit. What does Chris Van Cleek do outside of football?
I mean, I like to play the piano.
No. Seriously, I've heard him play before, man. It was kind of weird, man. Yeah.
I play piano. I'm teaching myself the guitar. I got baseball. I always like to be doing something. I think everybody should always try to be like learning something new because everybody always talks about how they wish they knew how to play an instrument, but. I mean, if they applied themselves and took the time, you can really teach yourself to do anything. I mean, like you said, you know, going, getting better, working out, that's obviously a priority, but I don't think that is a hobby, more or less just, you know, a way of life when you're trying to, you know, play at the next level. So it's just, it's not anything extra. It just, all the extra work comes with being, trying to get where both of us are trying to get. So, I don't think of working out as something I do in my free time. There's time that I know in the back of my head. That's just time to go to the gym. I got a gym in my basement, go lift, go run, go do something.
I'll throw it out there. So, like, we're actually at Chris Van Cleet's house, and he's got, like, this big, like, gym with, like, Olympic-sized weights in there. And they look kind of dusty. Do you even use them?
Yeah, it's old. Yeah, but I'm using them.
You don't be in there, man. You don't be lifting weights, do you? You don't be in there, do you?
You're right. Yeah, I'm small. I don't lift.
You don't lift. No, you don't lift at all.
Nah.
Hey, you think you got me a bench press? What you got?
Like,
you can out squat me. I'm gonna go ahead and get it to you, dude. I ain't gonna lie. Like, can you out squat you?
No.
No. Matter of fact, let's go to some goals. Like, what are some weightlifting goals do you have, like, between now and the end of the season?
I'm trying to hit 275 on bench and weight or squatting. I'm trying to get up to like 430. Because right now I'm at 405 on the squat and 445 on bench or 245 on bench. I want to get my power clean better. But I mean, I think this offseason for me will be. Dropping a lot of time off my 40, getting quicker within the first 10 yards. I don't think it'll be as much as like weightlifting as it will just conditioning and speed and trying to get my feet right for next year.
What about you, Matt?
Weight room. I'm squatting, I think 500 right now.
Oh, what?
Benching, beginning of the next year, I'm going to be benching 335, squatting almost like 5. And all season, I'm just working on speed, quickness, power.
We'll be playing
D-tackle. Yeah, right? Offensive line, man.
Down a little bit.
Right. Get trimmed down. What are some drills that you do to kind of make your agility right, get you faster, and just get you more to be shifty a little bit.
Your feet.
Yeah.
The ladder.
It's different if you're doing it right. If you're doing the ladder, like an actual workout on the ladder,
that helps a lot.
Yeah. You ever seen him hit one of the ladder workouts, man? Hit all that stuff, man. I try to do that, like, and I look a hot mess doing it where you got to put like one foot in, one. I can't, man. No.
It's challenging, but
yeah,
it gets you right.
Yeah, I understand that. So before I wrap this thing up, you know, is there anything you guys want to say? Anything to get off your chest? I mean, the floor is yours. I mean, and is there any encouraging words you could give to people who kids that are at that game, they're like 10 years old, that were at that game and kind of look up to you guys?
Never give up. Just never give up. On your dreams or whatever you want to do, like, keep working. to get where you want to go, and just never quit. That's it.
For kids coming in to high school, the play is just be coachable. Don't come in and, you know, think you're going to start on varsity at a specific position, because for all you know, you got to be patient. Got to wait your turn. You got to be coachable. You can't. You know, the coaches know more than you know. They know what's better for you, and then they're not out to get you. And they're not going to play you because they don't like you. They're going to play the best 11 on each side of the ball regardless. And just be coachable. Don't.
Work hard.
Yeah, work hard.
Guys, I tell you, it is hard to find the right stuff to eat. But I tell you what, if you go to Clean Eats on Stratford Road beside LA Fitness, it has the best food for you. And it's affordable at a great price. No GMOs, strictly organic. Go to Clean Eats on Stratford Road. Anything else to say? Because if not, you know, I've had it, man. I'm going to let you go. I've had it with you guys.
Thank you.
Hey, well, thanks for being on the show, Chris, Mac. All right, guys, that was another episode of Access Radio Live. And the game is going to be Davey traveling to West Forsyth Friday at 7:30. It's going to be West Forsyth's homecoming. I wish you guys nothing but luck. More importantly, just injury-free. You guys going out there putting your body on the line and just go out there and play hard. And the next podcast I am trying to do, I'm in the process of trying to get it locked down, it's going to be Nate Hampton. We're going to have Reynolds and Tate Carney. Be Tuesday, 8 o'clock. I'm in the process of trying to get that scheduled in, guys. But until then, this is another episode of Access Radio Live.